Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 81 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by MyFaveSexCams.XXX, the biggest and best list of sex cam reviews on the web. MyFaveSexCams is run by the reliable cam concierge, Paul, who has spent countless hours combing through cam sites and picking out the best for the rest of us. That's MyFaveSexCams.XXX, and we are ready to rock and roll. How are you, Skin?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah.
doing really well.
Everything's good. You and I will be in Vegas this week at the Adult AVN show. I'm very excited. I've been, it's funny. This will be my 19th, I think it's 19. Yeah, my first one was in 2000. So yeah, it'll be my 19th appearance in a row at the AVN show.
That's crazy. You know. Vegas, it excites me and scares me at the same time because I know what I can get into when I'm there. Like, ooh. Trust me, my mind has already been like, oh, should I call this person? Should I text this person? And I'll tell you, I've been a good girl because I know we're going to do a podcast. And I'm like, no, I think I'm not going to get totally crazy because you can't go like medium. You have to go full throttle when you're in Vegas, and all the wild stars are going to be there. All my friends from, you know, Playboy TV are going to be, and everyone I know that lives there is going to be there. So I'm like, fuck, I need to tone it down. And
that's funny. Cause like, you know, a lot of these people, cause you and I were there last year and we did the podcast from there and got to interview a lot of famous adult stars. And
that's right.
It was kind of cool because you would see someone and then you'd show me that you already had their phone number on your phone.
You know.
Yeah, no, you're a person in the know. No, it's fun. And gosh, I've seen the industry change so much. I remember when I first went there.
Oh my gosh,
the Internex show was the big show and AVN was just kind of there, but not quite as big. Now, you know, the AVN show's the big deal. And then, of course, they have the awards on Saturday night, which I've been to a number of times. And it's just a fun weekend. I got to say, people in the adult industry overall are really cool, nice people. Like,
if
you take away the porn aspect, they're just nice people. You know, they're usually just a good vibe about them. Obviously, they're they're not uptight or
nice and smart. And we're not talking about like, you know, there's some like people that come into the industry for, you know, 3 months, they get chewed up and spit out. Like, we're not talking about those people. Like the people that actually make adult work their career, they're like solid people.
Yeah, like, no, and also
breaking
from
stereotypes.
Yeah, it's and also from the standpoint of these shows, what I like about it, as you point out, it's like all the people that are successful in the industry. So you don't really come out there and set up shop or, you know, have your employees hang out all day at a booth if you don't have something going on. And that's something that I really love about it, is to meet other businesses. Even though my website is an R-rated business, we do a ton of traffic trading and just a lot of things with adult sites, and some of our best sponsors, as you could see when even sponsoring this podcast today, is from the adult industry. And you know, we're able to walk that fine line between mainstream and adult, but I just love the whole vibe out there. Yeah, even though this will be my 19th time, it doesn't really get old for me, and I really enjoy the energy. Plus, another thing that I enjoy too is, you know, I do this Mr. Skin thing, and I, you know, obviously I get to go on Howard Stern, all these radio shows and stuff, but I rarely, other than like if I'm in my hometown and someone comes up to me and says, oh, you know, I've heard you on this radio show. I don't really interact with people that come to our website too much. I really don't.
Right.
I know. Through email and phone calls on radio shows and stuff. But when I'm sitting in Vegas and behind me is, you know, Mr. Skin Podcast and we're sitting out there, I have so many people come up to me and be like, oh, dude, I love your website. I love what you do. Keep up the good work. And it's kind of cool. It's like,
it's so
a nice
cool,
thing,
man.
After all this, sometimes you think, geez, is anyone listening? Is anyone out there? But when you go to a show like that and people see the Mr. Skin logo and love it, it makes me feel like, hey, you know, I haven't, at least what I've been doing for 19 years was, you know, there's something to it. I've touched some lives and touched myself many more times, but I've actually touched some lives, which is very, very nice. Very nice.
You know, it's so weird when I go places with you, Skin, because usually I'm the one that has like a line of people waiting to say hi to me. But when we go to AVN, you have more fans that want to talk to you. And it's a trip for me.
No, that's
like,
so
it's
funny.
It's a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't do a lot of this stuff. Like most of, like when I go on Howard Stern, I fly out to New York, I'm in studio, I'm home that night, you know, driving my kid to basketball practice and stuff, you know. So it's like I don't really live the high life in that regard, the celebrity life. But
are you saying you live the low life?
I do. I've definitely lived the low life. Very good, Andrea. And I got to tell you, it's like when I sit in Vegas and then you know, people know it's me, cuz really nobody knows what I look like, or very few people do. So when I'm sitting out there with the Mr. Skin thing behind me, then people are like, whoa, I know this guy. And it's pretty cool. But we'll have fun out there. I'm looking forward to it.
Skin, what do you want me to wear this year at our booth? Do you want me to slut it up, or do you want me to go
well, you know,
classy?
It's funny. I know you won't do this. I wouldn't expect you to do this. And
what?
During,
not the G-string.
No.
And the
during the Me Too movement, I don't think it would be right for me to say. But I got to tell you, like, I was just thinking about this because it popped up on my Facebook post.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Other than wanting you fully nude, I'm going to say this. So 6 years ago, I was doing a thing. It was a 1 year thing where this company asked me to we kind of did like a news broadcast of the AVN show where people could do like a pay-per-view and see the behind the scenes of AVN. Instead of flying out to Vegas, you could be home at your computer, you pay a fee and all this. So it was me,
cool,
and another girl that was actually a Chicago DJ, and Jessica Drake, who you know very well.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and so we were like the three hosts of the show, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here, you know? But it was cool that they asked me to do it, and I'll never forget Jessica Drake, who's gorgeous, by the way, in real life.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's wearing this mini skirt doing the broadcast with me. And at one point, I'm like moving. It's a break in the action. I'm moving my jacket or something. And I look down and her whole vagina was right in my face. Like she wasn't wearing underwear.
She was smiling at you.
I know. It was just like, oh my God. Well, what did I get myself into? But I'll always remember that. But yeah, you, Andrew, whatever you wear is fine. Now's not the time to be requesting a fully nude Andrea.
I just
want
to know how you want me to represent
By the way, they
the
don't,
show.
Yeah, you got to. It's funny. There's a lot of girls in pasties and stuff, but
dude,
I don't think
girls
you, yeah.
in nothing.
Yeah, 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 I know. It's pretty crazy. Walking around that show and seeing some of the outfits is really an amazing sight, I gotta say. So
you
I'm
know,
looking forward
I
to
will
it.
Tell you, the reason I decided to like wear like kind of cocktail dresses last year was because in order to stand out from the girls at AVN, you have to have clothes on.
Well, you stand out. Come on, you're
but
like
all the other booth presenters are literally wearing G-strings, logo
pasties
like,
right,
you know, 20-inch platform shoes with chain link fence fishnet thigh highs. It was you know, like you have to like kind of wear clothes to stand out.
Yeah, no, you're right. So you're right, and
so we'll see.
We'll see, but I will see.
I'll
we'll
see
be
how I'm feeling before
there.
We go.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday we're gonna be hanging out.
I'll bring
there,
all
so.
Options.
Anyway, so well, let cool. me get. I got a. There's a bunch of television nudity, of course, and some other things I wanted to get to. Let me start with a show on HBO Sunday nights. It's called High Maintenance, and it's in its second season. I did talk to you about this in its first season. I remember Cynthia Granville had a really nice full frontal scene in season one, but there wasn't a ton of nudity, but this was one awesome nude scene from Cynthia Granville. But it started up Sunday night, and I got to tell you, it was fantastic. And I hope you could see the pictures, because I got to explain.
Oh, I see it all, yeah. Man.
I got to explain this stuff. So basically,
this is hot as hell, and I'm just
I'm trying to give you an idea what this show's about. So basically, this show is so in the episode, the first episode, so we're following three different stories while this guy makes his weed deliveries, and one of the stories involves this Natalie Joy Johnson, who you see in the pics here, and these two men having a threesome in a hotel. Now, they're completely unaware. There was some sort of a, we don't know what it is at this point, but something bad in the outside world happened. And the reason they're unaware is they've had a long night of threesome action, and all their phones, nobody has a charger. They haven't turned on the TV, but something bad has gone on, but we don't know what it is.
Oh.
But these three are having a threesome. But I want to tell you, I was talking to my content guys today, and TV's getting more and more graphic. Like, both guys showed cock often,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, to see a wiener used to be something like just so rare and random. And you're seeing both in one shot. And not only that, but you're seeing a two guy threesome. Like,
right.
It's nuts to me. It's hot to me, but it's nuts to me.
So, yes. So, yeah, and basically there's a scene where she's getting double penetrated by tongues, and so
that's fucking hot.
Okay, so yeah, I know. Well, this Natalie Joy Johnson is in this hotel room, and they're showing, like, and the scene goes on for a while. All three are completely naked. Both guys, you see cocks and all that. And then there's a scene in particular which I got to tell you is amazing, that this is like porno. She's standing in the, like, next to the shower. One guy's eating her ass, the other guy's going down on her bush, and it's amazing. And I'm telling you, it's very graphic stuff. So the show's called High Maintenance, Sunday night on HBO. This is episode one of season two. Check it out at MrSkin.com or go to MrSkinPodcast.com and see what we're talking about here. I'm telling you, this is wild. It should be called Hard Maintenance, because it's like,
yes.
It's really unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff.
You know, I will say, you know, we always talk about, like, guys wearing cock socks and female actresses wearing pussy patches and things. You can see the guy's balls swinging from the back and, like, slapping her pussy.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know.
I'm godsmacked right now in such a good way.
yeah. You see some back bag. Yeah. But it's, my point is that, like, if you saw this stuff that
hardcore.
We're looking at, you'd be like, this aired on HBO last night. I'm like, yes, it's crazy. And by the way, a funny note, we're always looking for stuff for the Anatomy Awards, and because this happened after January 1st, this won't be eligible till my 20th annual Anatomy Awards. But there was a scene the next morning after this night of sex where they order food, and they put one of the guys had French fries in his mouth, and she comes over to, like, kiss and eat the French fries out of his mouth. So we already know that's going to be our best French fry kiss of the year for the Anatomy Awards. So, yeah. So anyway, if you haven't seen this, the girl's name is Natalie Joy Johnson. She's not really, I was trying to find some frame of reference, like where you'd know her from, but basically she's kind of a newcomer, but this wild threesome, including the tongue DP double penetration scene is just awesome. So, and there's plenty of other sex too that you could see, Andrea. So check it out. It's called High Maintenance, HBO Sunday night. And that was just episode one from this week. So it's going to be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's setting the bar high.
Yeah. Also, The Chi had some nice nudity. This Burgundy Baker. The Chi is that show from Lena Waithe. It's on Showtime. It's about south side of Chicago, where I am from, and I'm not from the south side of Chicago, but it's about living in that very tough high crime area. But it's been, like, I think, yeah, three episodes, three nude scenes. And it's funny, in the three episodes I've seen moms accidentally walk in on people having sex twice. The first time, the last time it was the guy's mom walking in and the girl had to hightail it out of there. This time it's the girl's mom and the guy has to hightail it out of there. So
nothing scarier than when mom's coming in. Oh God,
I've had it happen.
Nothing
believe
more terrifying.
Me. Yeah, Burgundy Baker is the name of the girl. She was the one naked last night.
She's
on Showtime.
A doll, man.
Yeah, really
she
cute.
Is something else. If you like tiny, petite, dark, beautiful, like skin, she's something else.
Yep. And really hot. So yeah, so we're digging the Shy here at MrSkin.com. That's on Showtime on Sunday night, so check that out. Also, real quick, I wanted to mention a show called Falling Water on the USA Network. It's a sci-fi show.
Okay.
It's interesting. It goes between the real world and I guess like a dream world. I'm not 100% on the show, but it's in their second season, third episode this week. And there was a dream sequence, which is very common on this show, and this Raven, Dada, who's basically the mayor of this place, she is, so basically it's in a dream sequence, Raven, Dada, and Kay Lennox have sex in Raven's office, so it's girl-girl action. They're interrupted by her staff, who are not fazed by the sex scene they are witnessing, and only, and the girls only have aprons to cover themselves. Unfortunately, Raven, Dada, who's the one of the stars of the show, that is a body double, but it was pretty good nudity.
Oh, okay.
But you see those, I'm a big fan of, you could just tell the way they filmed it, that that's a body double and not actually Raven, Dada. So I'm more pointing out the fact that this was some really good USA Network nudity, and we're seeing more and more of that with The Sinner and different things. So that aired this week, and but I did want to point out, Andrea, that we're pretty confident that's a body double and not Raven. So
well, I'll say whoever that is has a really great, really tight looking ass. I mean, that ass looks like you could just flip quarters off of it all day long.
No,
it looks
nice.
I mean, it is tight.
Yeah. So no, you're right. So that's
I don't say that often. That's
tight as hell. I agree. And I'm a big fan of the nude while wearing an apron from behind. I'm a big fan of that.
I've always loved that look. You know, it's a look I do at home often. I just think it's so fucking hot. Like
And that's whether you're cooking or not, right?
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, maybe that could be your Vegas outfit.
You know? But then I don't know, it's not too sexy in the front and I'm gonna be sitting down. And I don't, I really don't want to get my cooch on those chairs.
Yeah,
that
I remember
when
the girls from Naked News in Toronto, I went up there and I was interviewed by one of them, and she was completely nude interviewing me, and she was sitting on a leather couch while she was interviewing me, but I was like dressed, you know, so I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
And at the end of the interview, when she stood up, like she had folded up a big piece of paper towel, you know what I'm saying, so you don't get butt sweat on the leather thing. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So,
butt sweat, more like snail trail.
Yeah.
Well, like whose ass is sweating, really?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things I'll never forget.
That's awesome.
That's my life story. That's a big television interview, and my big takeaway is that when the girl stood up, she was completely naked and a big thing of toilet paper fell off her butt because she
that's so funny. When I would do any nude sitting, and like on the Playboy Morning Show, for example, I was behind a desk, and so I would actually just sit on a towel because no one could see it, because it was just a little bit more snuggly warm than like a piece of paper towel or tissue paper.
I get it. Yeah, there's a joke there somewhere, but I'm refraining.
Now it's time for our Camstar Spotlight of the Week, sponsored by StreamMate, the largest live cam platform online. And today we're joined by the gorgeous and fun and sexy Sarah Starr. Hey, love.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
It is so nice to talk to you. So I'm looking at your profile. Are you really rocking that hot pink hair?
Yeah. I have a little bit of purple and blue in it right now. But yeah, I always have like it's always pink, and then I'll throw in other stuff sometimes. So yeah.
Okay, now I was waiting for Skin to be like, Andrea, why do you care about her hair?
Yeah.
She has a huge boobs.
I'm looking at those right now. Thank you.
So you have a whole lot going on. You have so many assets and characteristics and like kinky stuff you're into. What do you think attracts your followers and fans to you the most?
I mean, the boobs don't hurt at all.
I mean, you're a J. Let's just put it out there. She's a J.
Yes.
I know. It's like they keep getting bigger. Like right now, I'm wearing a K. Like my bra is a K right now.
And damn, girl.
What's going on with these boobs? But yeah, and it's, I'm super light. Like I like to have fun in my shows. I like to talk to the viewers. So I think that's part of it. Like I'm super chill. I like to have a good time. I like, you know, talking about their fetishes and having fun with it. So, you know, I think it's partly my personality, but obviously having really big boobs doesn't hurt.
No.
Now, were you into fetishes before you started streaming, or was that something that kind of developed as you started camming?
I've always been into fetishes. I've always been very curious about them, but doing camming gives me the opportunity to explore them a lot more easily. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those, like, you can't necessarily just kind of go up to people and be like, hey, can I try this with you and see how it goes? You
know? Yeah, so, right?
People bring different things to the table, and they're like, hey, have you ever tried this? And I'm like, nah, but I think I would, you know? So it's really cool. I've always been curious. It's that whole, like, what makes people tick kind of thing, you know, mm-hmm. that curiosity of what are people into and why do we do the things we do?
Right. So what is something that you've tried on camera or explored on camera, maybe the suggestion of a fan, or maybe something you wanted to bring to light that you may not have known that you were going to be really into, but you're like, wow, I really like this.
Oh gosh, there've been a lot of them. Like, you know, I've had people who've asked me to do like eating shows, and like, I didn't realize that I'd be so into like baby oil shows. Cause I was like, I didn't think I would like oil so much, but now I'm like, oh, who wants to rub oil on me? Cause it feels funny. You know, it's like things that you just don't really like completely walk through that door until you're doing it. And you're like, oh, this is actually really, really nice. And, you know, like I've had a few fans who are into like tickle fetish.
Oh, geez. I can't stand being tickled. Mm. Oh, geez.
It's actually really, it's kind of fun. Like I didn't think I would enjoy being tickled as much as I do. So now I'm always trying to find people to shoot tickle fetish videos with me because it's actually really fun for me.
Oh, geez. So
it's a weird, yeah, it's that weird where I'm like, oh man, like part of me hates it, but part of me really, really likes it.
What Hollywood celebrity do people tell you and your fans tell you that you look the most like?
I've been told I look kind of like Valerie Bertinelli.
Ooh, yes.
I like that.
Yeah. You know,
she is very wholesome looking and sweet looking, but also very sexy. And I think because she's a little bit older, and not to say that you are at all, but a lot of guys kind of grew up with her as that like it girl. Like that was their first celebrity crush, or that was the first celebrity that like gave him a boner. So that's kind of awesome.
Right. And I'm like, she was really cute as a teenager kind of thing. So I'm like, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess if I did kind of go back and, you know, because my hair naturally is kind of an auburn brown kind of thing. So I'm right. Like, oh, I can kind of see that. Like, all right, I kind of get that.
Very cool.
Like, I could go with that.
No, that's a wonderful comparison because she's, and you know, as she gets older, she actually gets almost prettier. So maybe you'll do that aging in reverse thing too, because you're only 29, right?
Right. And that's what I'm awesome. Hoping. I'm like, I hope I just, like, can I just get cuter?
And I'll ask you one last question and then we'll let you go because I know you have a busy day of camming, but what's the craziest gift or the largest tip that you've ever received from a StreamMate fan?
I've had a fan buy me a fuck machine off of my list. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool and it's a lot of fun. I've gotten to make some videos with it and play with it. It's really, really fun. It's different. It's kind of hard to hide because it's, you know, it's a little big. So
that's like, rad.
Oh, I've got to find a place to put this in the apartment that it's not going to do this.
It becomes like part of your furniture. It's an ottoman, people. I swear there's just a dildo we need to wire down. All right. Well, Sarah, you are a delight and I hope everyone goes to StreamMate and finds you. So I want to thank you, Sarah. And I want to thank again our wonderful sponsor, StreamMate, where you, our listeners, can interact with Sarah Starr yourself and thousands of other sexy cam stars. So thanks, Sarah, and StreamMate, everyone. Serious fucking business. Thanks, love.
last night, also Shameless, 8th season, 11th episode. You know, I had talked to you about how I was getting a little nervous 7 episodes into this season where our good friend Emmy Rossum hadn't been naked. And then in episode 8 and episode 10, she did 2 really good nude scenes, including last week she had sex with a guy that was really hot and showed her breasts. And it was really, really good. So all was right in the world. Emmy Rossum, 2 nude scenes, which she's pretty much good for in all 8 seasons of Shameless, doing at least 2 good nude scenes every year. And we were all happy about that at the Mr. Skin offices. Plus, we heard that Shameless was renewed for a 9th season, which is going to be great. And I got to say, it's hard to do in this day and age. 9 seasons of a show is pretty impressive. And
that's right.
Anyway, but last night, Ruby Modine, who is the daughter of Matthew Modine, did a nice nude scene. She has some tattoos. She hooked up with Lip. They were like, if I remember what the guys were telling me, she was crashing at his place while her convict dad is released from prison.
That's so, right.
Yeah. Anyway, and she had this pretty crazy tattoo on her chest, and it's just interesting. So I guess I don't know the mom. I know she's Hispanic though, because Ruby Modine's Hispanic, and the mom isn't like a celebrity or an actress that you've heard of. But Ruby Modine is really hot.
She's pretty. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I think she has a beautiful face, and we see her so much on this show. They do the makeup on this show so drab. You know what I mean? Like they're not done up. And I was just thinking last night whenever I was watching this, I was thinking if she like would be on a red carpet, full hair and makeup, like everything, I bet she's stunningly beautiful. You know what I mean?
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, she has a great rack and she showed it last night. And
like she does. They're really cute teacup titties.
Yeah. So we're very excited that Shameless will be back for a 9th season and some more nudity from last night's episode.
Excellent.
Also, there's a show that I think you'll get a kick out of. It's called Working Moms from the CBC. It's a Canadian show.
Okay.
And speaking of daughters of famous fathers, Ivan Reitman's daughter, Catherine Reitman, is kind of the creator, writer, star of this show. And there's a lot of hot women. And it's like, think of like Smilf, but for married moms, you know? It's kind of like looking at what it's like to be a working mom. And it's actually a very funny show. And I remember in the very first episode of season 1, they had this cool thing where the Catherine Reitman, Juno Rinaldi, and Danny Kind were all 3 had just had babies, and they all 3 took their tops off to show like their post pregnancy boobs. And let's just say working moms came, you know, that was a great first episode. It really caught our attention. So we were jerking the working moms. So that was awesome. And then you know, they showed some nice skin in the first season, but then the very first episode on the CBC of the second season, Catherine Reitman had a really funny scene where she tries to shower while her child while her kid's trying to terrorize the house, and she's yelling at the kid. She's in the shower and he's like in the bathroom, and she's trying to keep him from, you know, getting into things he shouldn't get into. So it's a kind of a funny scene. So she's trying to sneak in a quick shower, yet the kid's like causing havoc. And and then there was a good lesbian scene with Juno Rinaldi and Kendall Savage in bed together.
Wow.
I gotta say a funny thing, you'd appreciate this. So this Kendall Savage had this really...
Is she the brunette or the curly hair?
She is... Let me see what you're looking at.
I'm looking at a BB dub, topless, black bangs, in bed with a curly hair.
Yeah, Kendall Savage is the heavier one, right?
Okay, got it.
And Juno Rinaldi is the... You know, the curly haired one. So
anyway,
this was kind of cool. So Kendall Savage, great sense of humor, right? So she has the scene where they're together and she Kendall Savage is has this really loud orgasm, during the scene when the two girls are together. So our guys picked up I guess they follow her on Twitter, and
awesome.
She tweeted, she said, I guess in Canada a heritage moment for TV is like a groundbreaking major television moment. And she tweeted that she should have won a heritage moment for the best orgasm on television, which I thought was cool. So she kind of like owned it and had fun with it.
Yeah, but, man, yeah. You have to. I like that. I like that. Rather than just ignore, try to pretend it didn't happen. It's like, no, I did this. I'm good at it. It's funny. Let's rock it.
Yeah. And you know, Kendall Savage is definitely more on the BBW side of things, but I just love that she had fun with it. And
me too.
Yeah, we're digging that show big time, and that was just the first episode. The second episode didn't have nudity. It's not one of those shows that has nudity every episode, but we're anxiously awaiting more this season because there's usually some good stuff there. So
awesome.
Before we move on, Andrea, will you tell us more about today's sponsor, please?
Absolutely, Skin. So myfavesexcams.xxx is a master list of all the amazing campsites out there, complete with reviews, photos, and super organized categories. So Paul, who calls himself a sex cam concierge, he does all the dirty work himself, even ranking the sites by quality and suggesting places you might like but haven't stumbled upon yet. So basically, he helps you find the hottest girls online doing just what you like.
Yeah, he sounds like the Mr. Skin of camming. I like this guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, someone's got to do it, Skin. So to find amazing campsites that really let you direct the show, check out myfavecams.xxx. Again, that's myfavsexcams.xxx. So that's it.
Very cool. Yeah, it was really neat. New sponsor for the show, and always love our sponsorship. So maybe we'll meet them out in Vegas when we're out there this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to meet so many people, including fans. I'm actually getting really amped.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to have a great time. All right, getting back to the nudity. You know that show, this isn't a nude thing, but I thought I wanted to talk about it because I really love the show. You know that Crashing, that show with Pete Holmes on HBO? It's
I'm not familiar, Skin, I don't think.
Judd Apatow created Pete Holmes, Judd Apatow created Crashing, and it's a cool show. They get a lot of great comedians, and Pete Holmes is a stand-up comedian, and he's like a religious dude trying to make it in a tough, you know, the comic game with all these guys on drugs and booze and
maybe
chicks and nightlife. Yeah, he's kind of a goody two shoes in the comedy world. I think the main club they're working out of is in Boston, but I've actually really dug the show, and I'm excited for it to be back. But anyway, they've had some, like, in the very first episode of season one, Lauren Lapkus, who's a real life stand up that played Pete Holmes' wife, they had sex and she was topless. And there is occasionally nudity, not a ton, but in the very first episode, the premiere last week, Pete met a fellow stand up comedian named Allie, who's played by Jamie Lee. And Jamie's actually another stand-up and writer on Crashing, actually, which is pretty funny. And she was in her underwear. It wasn't nudity, but just a heads up that Crashing's back, and hopefully we'll get some decent nude scenes this year. And I really like that show. It's pretty fun. So
I will tell you this. Aside from like a straight G-string, I didn't know underwear could go that far up one's ass.
Yeah, isn't that
this
neat?
This is fucking hot.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like,
it's what do you
like,
call those kind of underwear? Because it's not a thong. So what do you call
it? What the hell? I mean, it's not a cheeky, but it kind of is, where it's like, I don't know, Skin. I think I'm stumped.
Yeah,
I think I'm stumped.
I don't know what you'd call that, but this is we're talking about what do we call it, a chewy? I don't know, what do you call that, but it's,
I don't know, but I think it's better that this has that underwear up the ass. I think that makes it look hotter than if it would have been nude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, because the cheeks are chewing it up, but it's the chewies. We're gonna go with that.
I think we gotta call it that. Yeah, they are eating that up.
Yeah, so chewies. We're talking of Jamie Lee, who actually is a real life stand up and writer on Crash. So kind of cool that one of the writers on the show actually got down to her underwear and was topless. It was just she was laying on top of Pete Holmes, and you couldn't really see boobage, but still a cool scene. So I wanted to point that out. And one other one, a non-nude one I wanted to bring up. There's a show on Hulu called The Path, which is about a religious cult. Aaron Paul, who you remember from Breaking Bad's The Star.
Oh, yeah.
And they just started their third season on Hulu. Now, Hulu, for certain shows, I don't even know what the rule is, but I know for this one, they're releasing it episode by episode. And the one of my favorites, Michelle Monaghan, is on the show, and she had a bunch of like scenes where I don't know what's going on, but she's tied up with rope, and it's like,
it looks like bondage to me.
Yeah, it looks like a little bondage action, but she's really hot. You might remember she was
been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's wife in True Detective in the first season. She was I love her nude scenes in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's awesome. But I remember the first season of The Path had Emma Greenwell, who plays Mandy on Shameless, was in it, and she was naked. And they'll throw some nudity in here and there, not a ton, but I'm just a big Michelle Monaghan fan. And this was weird because she's completely topless. It's just the ropes are blocking her nips. So it's technically it's not a nude scene, but it's still pretty hot if you want to check it out at MrSkin.com. So
whenever I see stuff like this, Skin, I always think, you know, Michelle is an actress. Like, let's take her out of what we're seeing on the screen. She had to go to like the wardrobe person, let's say, and have this rope tied all over her and get like all strapped up. And I think about that and I'm like, that's fucking hot, because this, I've been tied up like this for fetish work before. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's intense and it takes a long time. There's like a real art to it. And I just think about these other actresses, like mainstream huge star, getting all roped up like this. And it's really hot to me.
Yeah,
we're gonna think about
that's like a, it literally is a rope kini. It's like a,
it's a rope kini.
Yeah, because it's, the rope is blocking your private parts, but it's still super hot. So so anyway, The Path is back. Season 3, episode 1 is out, and I will keep you posted this season if there will be nudity, but I expect there'll be something. So okay, there were a couple other things, Andrea, I wanted to get to. We're hearing more and more about a movie that'll be out in 2018 that, if what I'm hearing is true, I already know what the best nude scene for 2018 is going to be, because it's a movie called I Am Not a Bird.
Okay.
And it is, here's what I could say about this. I guess it's based on a book, and it, everyone that's read the book, I have not, but everyone that's read the book that this movie's based on says if there just has to be tons of sex and nudity. And let me read, I think we talked about this a little in the podcast before when I was talking about things I'm looking forward to, but it's so Alexandra Daddario, who is like an all-time Mr. Skin favorite. We remember in True Detective first season, the sex scene with Woody Harrelson, one of the top 10 nude scenes of all time.
Yeah,
she's got huge natural breasts. She's gorgeous. She was in the Baywatch movies this summer. Well, in I Am Not a Bird, she plays Margaret, who is, and I'm reading something from IMDb. Margaret is doing everything in her power to forget home, and Tokyo's exotic nightlife, teeming with drink, drugs, and three-hour love hotels, enables her to keep her demons at bay. So, from what we're hearing from people in the know, that she not only will be naked a lot, she's going to have these really graphic sex scenes. So, let's just say that I Am Not a Bird is at the top of my wish list for 2018 as far as movies I want to see, and I want to see the second they're available. And as soon as a Skin Scout or an Insider or anyone gets the word, and I have 100% confirmation, you will be the first to know. But all indications are we're going to see incredible nudity from Alexandra Daddario, and if it happens, you're looking at probably the best nude scene of 2018.
I mean, undeniably, I cannot wait.
Yeah. No.
There's no, I mean, just, it's so exciting.
Yeah. So we're on top of that. I will keep you posted. And speaking of that, I have some Skin Scouts, Andrea, at the Sundance Film Festival. And though it's still going on, I have some early stuff I wanted to talk to you about, because what's fun about that is that, you know, when I send people to these film fests, we always find out about nudity or skin coming nudity from these film fests that hasn't you know, nobody's seen or they haven't, you know, it hasn't been in theaters. So it's kind of fun to see who's going to be naked later this year. And here, give you a little idea. Like there was a movie called Colette where Eleanor Tomlinson, who's probably best known as the girl in Jack the Giant Slayer, she had never been nude before. And about 57 minutes in, we see her topless. So she'll be making her nude debut in this. But in the very same movie, Keira Knightley, who we all know from Pirates of the Caribbean, has some really good nude scenes. Now, Keira Knightley's done nudity before, the whole The Jacket, a couple movies. But it doesn't matter if Keira Knightley's going to do a nude scene. That's big news at MrSkin.com. So that'll be out later this year. I don't yet. A lot of these film fest movies, it's too early to know exactly when we're going to see them. But the good news is an actress who's never been nude, Eleanor Tomlinson, and a Skin favorite, Keira Knightley, will both be nude in the movie Colette, which is at Sundance right now.
Right on.
Yeah. Andrew, you're going to love this movie called Holiday.
I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. By the way, you see that third one down, that's Bush there, that girl.
Oh, I saw the Bush.
Yeah, it's crazy. But from what I heard from
Bush vision.
Yeah, two different guys that were talking about Holiday, they were saying that it's borderline pornographic. It's from, I think, Denmark or Sweden, and nobody you're going to know, like no big names, but, supposed to be tons and tons of sex and nudity. And the pictures you're seeing here at, you know, to prep for the show, that's just from the trailer. So when you have stuff
Lord,
like that,
there's Bush in the trailer.
Yeah, when you have that, my rule is when you have incredible nudity in the trailer, chances are the movie's going to be fantastic. They usually don't blow the whole nut in the yeah. So anyway, the movie's right. called Holiday. Everyone's
Holiday.
Raving about that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Preview pubes usually forecast a good experience when you actually see the movie. So
great up.
Yeah. There's also a movie called. Andrea, I almost forgot about the Wheel of Skin.
I completely forgot. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, this is where CP, the EP, spins the wheel here. He pulls out one of the 27,000 actresses we have at MrSkin.com. I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are who?
I am Vagia White.
Right. This is a Merck and Griffin production, and he spins the wheel, randomly pulls out an actress that... and then I kind of just riff on her
skinography.
Yeah, we have fun with it. So go ahead, CP. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
Okay. Then we have Marion Cotillard.
Ooh, Andrew, you know who she is? The gorgeous French actress? Do you know who she is?
I do know who she is. I think she's really beautiful, very enchanting.
I love her. I remember a couple years ago, she was when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt broke up. There were rumors that she was hooking up with Brad Pitt. So that'll give you the level of hotness if Brad Pitt was considering it. But you might also know her from The Dark Knight Rises. She played what was her name, Miranda, in that in 2012, I believe. But let me tell you this. She's 42 years old or 43, somewhere in that range. And
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have thought maybe 34.
Oh, no,
maybe.
No. She's been around a while because she was doing nude scenes like in the mid-90s and stuff. So she's been naked 16 times at least, 16 different movies. So she's 100% in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame. And I even know she won a, I don't know if you remember this, but in, I think it was 07, she won a Best Actress for La Vie en Rose and an Oscar. So she's big time. And the fact that she's been naked 16 times, and I off the top of my head, I'd say A Private Affair from 2002, especially the full frontal scene at the 51-minute mark. That's a must-see Marion Cotillard. That's her, like, you know, never look better, full nudity, super hot. The dude she's with is naked, too, but you could kind of look away from him and check her out. But Chloe, from about 6 years prior to that, not the Chloe with Julianne Moore, but this Chloe, 1996, a French movie. She was very naked. But I got to tell you an interesting thing about her.
Okay.
We were just talking late in 2017, this movie Ismail's Ghost came out, and Marion Cotillard did a full frontal scene, or allegedly did a full frontal scene. Well, here's the problem. It is so spectacular that there's big rumors on message boards and places that we peruse, the guys that are fans of celebrity nudity, that they think it's CGI, that they like put her head onto a body because it's like, it's so spectacular. And her boobs are so big. And it, like when you, if you saw this,
and she does not have big boobs, like straight up.
Well, she's got decent sized boobs, but
I mean, they're ample, but they're not like big.
Yeah. But you know, as you get older though, sometimes you get bigger, you know, and I gotta say, what? No, Andrea, I'm telling you, some women, they get bigger boobs over time.
Well, then thank God I'm getting older every fucking day.
Yours are fine. But the thing that was driving me nuts is I told my guys, I really want to promote this nude scene from Ismail's Ghost, but I need to know, yeah, is this CGI or real? So we're doing our best to get to the bottom and the top of it, but I'll keep you posted, but I need to know, man.
I need to know.
Yeah, it's,
because
you
CGI
see this.
Is bullshit. Like, when it comes to our job and, well, our job, your job and what you do, it's like, we need to know what's real or not.
Well, I will say that I'm pretty confident we always get the answer eventually, because there's, you know, there's people that work on the movie sets and the people in the know and people that know the actress, and somehow, some way, word leak will leak out, whether sometimes the actress even wants it to leak out, but we find out, it's just not always right away. So I'm on the case, but that was a great Wheel of Skin, Marion Cotillard, because she's one of my favorites. And a Mr. Skin Hall of Famer. So great one, CP. I appreciate it.
I will say quickly, though, like, I really am glad you are on the case, because of all the sources out there and all the information and bloggers and posters on the internet, you are the only source I trust when it comes to like the final word.
Wow.
So
yeah, thank you.
Thank you for doing the Lord's work, Skin.
Yes, you're welcome, Andrew. But I have a crack staff that is very helpful, and it takes a number of people to get this information. It's not just me, but I do appreciate it. So real quick, let me round up. We gotta run soon, but just a couple other things from the Skin Dance Film Festival, where I have a couple guys. But a movie called Lizzie, we get some full frontal from Chloe Sevigny, and she, of course, no stranger to nudity.
Never.
Yeah, and then Kristen Stewart also topless in Lizzie, which we were just talking about her at the best nude scenes of the year with Personal Shopper from last year. So Kristen Stewart on a nice nudity run here that, according to them, happens Chloe Sevigny at an hour and 25 minute and Kristen Stewart at the hour and 29 minute mark in Lizzie. So that's the name of that movie. That's cool. The girl, do you remember, I don't know if you remember, the girl that played Alice in Alice in Wonderland in 2010, Mia Wasikowska.
I actually do know who that is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. She has a movie called Piercing, in which she will be showing right breasts. So we are
on
that.
What a lovely right breast that is.
Oh my God. Yes. There. I wish I knew Alice in Wonderland better, because then I could make some joke about a body part, but I don't know. It's been a long time since then. Yeah. It's been a long time. But anyway, Mia Wasikowska in The Girl from Alice in Wonderland, naked in Piercing at Sundance Film Festival. Don't miss The Kindergarten Teacher. Maggie Gyllenhaal will be topless in that in 2018.
Dude, does Maggie Gyllenhaal ever not get fucking topless?
She's a Hall of Famer.
Come on. Yeah. I'm not complaining. I want to make sure this is coming across clear, but every time we talk about her, every time she's in my mindscape, it's like topless.
No,
girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
We gotta get her on the show, man.
Oh yeah,
make it happen.
Yeah, she'll be running right over. But yeah, The Deuce will be back, which she is the star of. And anyway, so how about that Mia Wasikowska shows her Tweedle boob and Tweedle butt? I don't know. I'm just trying to do an Alice in Wonderland.
I'm thinking she'll be the queen of your heart.
Oh, Oh, very good. Okay, there you go. We're good. And
but I like the tweet on whatever D and Dumb better. That, yeah. Those are cuter and they're more round.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying, as you were talking, trying to think of an Alice in Wonderland reference. But hey, last but not least, I'm a big fan of Katherine Hahn. Was she in Mean Mom? Was it Mean Bad Moms? What the hell was she in?
She was in Transparent.
Yeah, Bad Moms is what I'm trying to think of, like, what would people know her from? I know her from Hung and I Love Dick, but I'm trying to think what your normal people would know her from. But yeah, Bad Moms would probably be, yeah, would Bad
know
Moms.
I don't know. When you see her, you know her. She's been Crossing in a lot of stuff. Jordan, she's really Bad talented. Moms,
really talented. I'm a big fan. And here's a last but not least cool note from the Sundance Film Festival. Katherine Hahn is in a movie called Private Life. Do you remember a couple of years ago, speaking of Matthew Modine, we were bringing up Ruby Modine earlier, there was a cool movie in the 90s called Shortcuts where Julianne Moore had an argument with Matthew Modine and she was wearing just a shirt and her big red bush was out and they had a 3-minute argument, which is so weird because no guy in America remembers what the hell they were arguing about because everyone was just staring at her, you know, bright orange bush and being like,
totally,
I can't believe they did the scene where she's just standing in front of the camera bottomless for that long. And it was like, it's one of the great nude scenes of all time. So anyway, in this movie, Private Life, she has an argument. I can't remember who they told me. It's someone's famous, but she's having an argument with someone. Same thing. It happens 21 minutes in. She's just wearing a shirt and you get bush and butt while she's arguing with the guy. So
that's
pretty cool. Yeah. So Katherine Hahn will be naked in Private Life to be out sometime in 2018. And we will, of course, keep everyone in the loop when that actually comes out. So anyway, Andrea, another great week of nudity, and I'm excited to see you in Vegas in a couple of days. We'll have a good time.
Dude, this was an incredible show. We got through so much, and I know we're running short on time, so I just want to let the listeners know, tweet at me what you want me to wear to AVN.
Yes, okay.
And I'll do my own little internal poll.
Well, I'll have an internal poll when you wear it.
Yeah. And yeah, this was an incredible show. We will see you guys from the floor at AVN, talking to the best and newest and, you know, famed stars in the adult
porn
world.
Stars, cam girls, and icons in the industry. That we'll be talking to them. It'll be fun.
It's going to be epic. So we'll see you from there. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you there, Skin.
You got to see Andrea.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.